the party. Kelly 16 today. Says it didn't feel no pain. Was gonna do it anyway. The question is, what's it gonna do now? The kids are looking at you. She broke the rules, so it must be true. It's all about you. What's it gonna do?
All right, that was Kelly 16. As I said, by the Nervous Eaters, got a lot of new stuff, a lot of new singles to play, and I'm going to play, I guess, three of them right here. Then I'm going to come up with Steve and Joelle, and we'll talk about the Cold Expectations and all that good stuff. But hang in. This is Liz Borden, her newest, I should say, single. Here we go.
Is there anyone who ever loved and had to let it go?
Alright, that was Go Getter by Kurt Baker. Brand new CD he has out called Rock and Roll Club. I just saw him this past weekend. Fantastic show. He always puts on a great show and cranks music out like there's nobody business. Continental Levers from the UK with Make Up Your Mind. Liz Borden and Sweet Pain. I'm here with Steve and Joellen. What's up, guys?
Hey, Skybar. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. You're on now.
All right.
Hey. You're good. You're good.
Oh, okay, good. Because I didn't really hear anything.
What's you're good on? Now. So we're going to get into a few things. Obviously, the A Night for Justine. Yep. And But you guys, how long have you been kind of like at it as a band?
There's sort of the AD and the pre-pandemic and post-pandemic Cold Exhortations. The pre was our more country, alt country sound. We had pedal steel and did all kinds of learning from that. And then post-pandemic, we trimmed down to a three-piece, more of a power pop trio, putting into some of our more new wave and punk influences. And that was really sort of our way into getting our current sound. And things are going really good. And we got a new single out on Rumbar and got some gigs coming up. And it's fun. I'll keep doing it as long as it's fun, you know?
Yeah. How'd you morph away the pandemic? You're just like, we got to strip this down. Like, how did it morph from the jangly? I've heard descriptions like jangly. It's not so much jangly. Maybe the old thing was jangly, right?
I know.
Yeah. Well, it's when you don't have a lead guitar player, you need jangle. So the joke is, every time a musician would leave our band, I'd replace them with an effects pedal.
He has a lot of effects pedals right
because
now.
Because we had a lot of band members bite the dust.
But not literally.
R.I.P.
Not literally.
Yeah.
So no one exploded.
Yeah, you know, it's a stuff we grew up on. Joel and I have very similar musical styles that we grew up on. So in a way, doing songs that are inspired by New Order are back to our roots. It's not roots rock, but it's back to our roots when we were kids in the 80s, you know. And we bonded over all the Boston stuff, like the Atlantics and Berlin Airlift. I mean, who else... You know, I run into was listening to the Airlift when they were 14. So, we really bonded over that. Like, let's write songs in that genre, and not so much try to like sound like a half baked Neil Young or something.
Yeah,
which no one needs anymore. No one needs a fully baked Neil Young.
Right.
Never mind a half baked one.
I like the transgression. I like the move though to this style of this genre.
Yeah, it's very fun.
And Static Reactions was kind of. You put a lot of singles out that had been out for a bit, and you said, let's put them on one cohesive, and let's just get it out there. Because this was your first full length?
Yeah, it was. It was sort of what the Chelsea Curve did. So
exactly, and that was great.
Them being label mates, we sort of stole their idea.
It was a great idea, because, the Chelsea, like, every song was great. And you're like, you already know what's on the album, but you know it's great.
Yep.
When we first got signed by Red on Red Records, we were able to release maybe four or five singles over the course of a couple of years, and then Steve had a lot more songs, so we needed to record the rest and kind of make it one big package. That's what we did. We released Static Reactions earlier this year. We are still celebrating it.
Yeah, it's a great.
Why not?
It's a great album. Thanks, see, is it on vinyl? No, right? Just CD.
No.
Vinyl's too damn tough to expect money and boutique. Get it done. Yeah.
Yeah, but, it's a pain.
But if you want, I can tape it for you, and I can give you a cassette version.
Oh.
Yeah. Steve has a special little, like, cassette cottage industry at his house.
Oh. They're making a comeback, too.
Yeah.
Which is insane. It is totally true, though. I was just listening to college radio as I drive over, because that's what I listen to.
Right.
And someone was saying, like, they released the cassette single, blah, 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 blah. But it was like, it had just come out.
Yeah.
But they didn't say the word, and this is how you know that the DJ was younger, because they said cassette single, because we all know it's a cassette single.
Right. All right. Yeah, that's funny.
So
and where was this? That was Dave Minahan involved in this?
Absolutely. We recorded all of the music at Willie Mammoth over the course of several years.
A couple years.
Two and a half. Yeah. I don't know. Including our single that's going to be getting released on Friday.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in a bit, yeah.
Everything was done with Dave Minahan.
Awesome.
And Dave, we trust.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna play one of my favorite tracks off of that, off of Static Reactions. Then we come back. You're gonna sing one for us here, right?
Yeah.
All right, this is I love this the minute I heard. I think I told you guys often as I do about songs I like by yours. This is Trenchcoats.
Appreciate the feedback.
Won't you leave me?
Trench Coats. Fantastic song. Did I? Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think we just... So Steve's going to play one now. Hold on, he's going to pause that.
Yeah, you're going to pause that.
No. Okay.
Yeah, the pause.
What was that? That was going to be The Distance.
Yes, uh-huh, yes. Uh-huh.
But that's, we're not going to play that.
There's drums.
Also a good one.
Yeah, we're not going to play that because you're going to do one live for me right now.
Yeah. This is last time I was in the studio, I was with Justine. We did an interview with Andrew, and it was great. And she commented that our song In the Padlock Night was her favorite. So I'm going to take this opportunity and play it acoustic and send it out to Justine. It's called In the Padlock Night. It's a cigarette ash on a flannel lap. It's the poetry of trash cans. It's a lazy labored leg drag. It's the padlock night. I'll take my chances with the chain link fences in the padlocked night. In the padlocked night.
Nice.
Thanks.
I think the first time I heard you play that was at a porch in Arlington.
Entirely possible.
Totally. Yep. Yeah. Definitely. With
Justine was right there. Yep.
For sure.
And I think I talked to you afterwards. Like, I was probably saying, you got to get this stuff out there. Like, you got to put an album out. This is a great song. You got to do something with it.
Yep.
Let me get this out of the way. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I try to get through those quick as I can.
That was pretty quick.
Right?
You're saving lives.
Right? Well, yeah, not really, right. But I'm trying to get through it so I can get to the more good stuff. So you have a new single, cover, Lou Miami.
Yeah.
Joellen has this vinyl right in front of it right now. We have it in the studio here.
Well, we don't have the album because this is MFO. I mean, it has a...
We have the sleeve?
No. There's two records that Lou Miami put out that is on vinyl. You have the other one. This is an EP. And the other one, the original, the one where our single is, it's not here. But that's okay, because I wanted to just see what Lou Miami had here in the station.
So I take it that was just one of those bands that you guys both liked a lot?
Well, yeah, we got asked to do a Halloween show last year, and Joellen had the idea to do a cover, a Halloweenish cover of... I think we kicked her on a different Lou Miami song
to learn. It's on this one.
Right.
It is called Dance with Death.
Right.
Because there was an amazing video that used to be on V66 in the day.
Yeah.
And it's fun if you like Lou Miami, but I don't know.
It was pretty campy, and and then we started digging into his catalog, and then Joellen said, what about Ghosts? It's also Halloween related, but it's a much stronger riff. It's a stronger track. And so we played it live at the Halloween party last year, and then Joellen said, hey, let's record it with Minahan. Minahan turned out to be a huge Lou Miami fan and supporter.
Yeah,
he
can
was
see
all
that.
Over the project, and he's a busy guy, but he cleared the decks to get us in there. And we got James Melanson from Little Billy Lost to play guitar on it and really give it its due.
Oh, yeah.
But it was Joellen's idea to do the song.
Super garagey, but then, David added all these, awesome, effects, very, kind of trippy, but also, a huge nod back to, new wave everything. And then, our own little... Old expectations spin.
Lots of production value.
And Jim Melanson's in everything.
He really is.
Right?
He's a man about town.
He's got to play in about five bands, a couple cover bands, his own, Little Billy.
Yeah. He really helped us out. So, speaking of helping us out, we sent the rough mix to Lou, the other Lou, Malibu Lou at Rumbar. Yeah. And he said, how do I not release this other Lou song? So it was sort of a kismet situation with Lou putting out a Rumbar sampler in the fall. We thought it'd be cool for some sort of Boston-related sampler. So it was a nice partnership. So that'll be coming out on Friday. And that's the deal.
We're going to play it now.
Yeah, crank it up.
Thank you.
Has not been played on these airways yet.
First ever. Here we go.
Play it loud.
Turn any corner in the shadows of our memories.
Fantastic job, guys.
Yay, rock and roll.
Yeah, that was a fantastic job on that song. And it's going to be Rumbar.
You really want to play that song. You really do.
The intro right? That I couldn't get right.
I'm teasing you with it. I don't think we have time, but yeah, I'm teasing with that one. I don't know. I keep hitting the wrong button there.
So yeah,
but it's a good drum. It's a good intro. Turn it to distance.
Rumbar Records is putting out a compilation, and that song will be part of the compilation that'll be released on Friday.
Cool. And I want to talk now about A Night for Justine, which is this Friday, right? At the Crystal Ballroom.
Yeah.
And obviously, you guys can add to this, but Justine was on this show. When she passed, I did an hour show pretty much just for her.
Uh-huh.
But she was on the show 4 or 5 times. She was on roughly a week before, you know, the tragedy. And she was always just so gracious and she was prepared for everything she did. She came on here and she had everything was lined up.
Yeah.
But it was with a mess around because she came on with Jay and Tom a couple times. And I felt like she was the one that the glue that held them together because he was like, all right, boys, let's, you know, kind of thing. And, but not only did she care about her bands, but she just cared about people. And before she even had the label going, just a quick story. I was, I delivered mail for 38 years, and you have a lot of ass aches after 38 years delivering mail at your back, your knee, whatever, your ankle. And I just saw her at going to see a show. It might have been Watts or somebody that we used to go see a lot.
Yep.
And I used to see her at a lot of shows. And I mentioned to her, and she said, I know someone that could help you. And so the next morning, she texted me. I think it was probably a chiropractor or somebody. But, you know, she was like, some people say that. And like, I know. But the next morning, she had the information, sent it over to me. Eventually it worked out, whatever my malfunction was, I forget at the time. But that's the kind of person she was, that she would help. She cared about people as well as the bands that she supported and gave a platform to.
Yeah, she followed through. And she did, when I first met her, she said she thought her new mission was to help people. And that was even before the label.
Right.
So it was just a natural progression of her. And I think the article in the Globe today really hit it on the head, you know, to celebrate her life and have fun and party the way she would want it, you know, and to not be too bummed out that she's not there, to really celebrate her life and the awesome music that she was a part of. So, you know, I'll be working the merch table. Joellen will be singing some songs with The Unclean. And there's a bunch of great bands playing, all that have a major connection to Justine Cobalt.
Yeah, I don't have, you probably have a list of the band.
I do. Joellen, why don't you read it?
one of the bands that Justine was part of, along with Jay Allen, is Quest for Tuna.
Right.
Classic, right?
Yeah.
Justine's daughter Haley's band is the Croaks. They'll be playing. Justine had a country band that sort of country-ish or Americana band that she played with called Justine's Black Threads. So they'll be playing along with guest singers and guitar players. Crispin Wood is part of the Bags. They're playing. Dave Minahan has a new outfit put together. We have heard one song of this, and
I've heard of this.
Stunning.
I haven't heard the song yet, but Eric Law told me a few months ago. Yeah. He's like, yeah, Dave has something in the works.
This is a big deal, man.
This is a very big deal.
For Neighborhoods fans, this is a big deal.
And I'm a huge
deal.
One.
So it's David Minahan and the Pelvic Thrust. Tom Baker's Double Down, of course, will be playing, and then The Unclean will be playing with several guests, including Andrea Gillis and Linda Bean Pardee and Linnea from Linnea's Garden and Linda Vian's. Melissa Gibbs is going to be playing guitar, thank God, because I cannot play guitar at all. And when Janet said, oh, don't worry, you don't have to play guitar, I'm like, that's good, because I don't play guitar.
It's gonna
so
be a great night.
It's going to be really epic, and I'm scared to death because I'm not a lead singer, but it's going to happen.
Nah, you'll do okay.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
You'll do fine. Yeah, I mean, what a talented crew on that stage that night, no? And it's so it's a great thing they're doing, and so let's see if we can bang that thing out. I got my ticket just yesterday because I wanted to make sure I get a ticket. So
yeah,
get your tickets.
So it's all going to be happening at the Crystal Ballroom on Friday night. It starts early, so like doors are like at 6 because it's got a lot of bands. So
exactly.
You got to get started early. So. It's a beautiful room. The sound is gorgeous.
Yeah.
So everyone, come on over. Enjoy the party.
Yeah, let's sell it out for Justine.
Yeah. I'm going to play a couple The last release she had was The Signal Light. I'm going to play a couple songs off of that, and then we'll come back and talk a bit more before I let you guys go, but this is a couple off The Signal Light.
I can see him, but I can't.
All right, those are two from The Signal Light. You and Me Against You and Me in the Chasm. Two different sides of Justine, and she could do quite a bit of various styles of music. She was good at all of it. But anything you guys want to wrap up before I let you get out of here?
Sure, just a couple of things we can mention. In addition to the Crystal Ballroom show for Justine, there's a second Red on Red night. It's a mix of local bands, and that's happening Friday, November 17th at Square Root. Bootleg Dan has put it together as part of IPO. So it's going to be a really hot night. On the bill is Muck and the Myers, Speed Fossil, Girl with a Hawk, and Tom Baker's Double Down. So it's going to be a really good night as part of IPO.
IPO, yeah.
And
but before that, sooner than that, in October, Cold Expectations is playing at the Jungle with Hammered Saint and Tiger Bomb.
What a bill.
Ridiculous.
Yeah,
both of these bands are stunning. So that's going to be awesome. And then at the end of the year, we are returning to the back room at the Burren, and we'll be with the USM and Girl with a Hawk. It's Girl with a Hawk's CD release party. And that's going to be on December 8th, which is a Friday night. Yeah. And again, these are early shows for back room at the Burren. So just plan.
Yeah, so that's what's going on for us. And a quick plug about something really cool happening called Glitchcraft. Our video friend, Allison Tannehouse, she's got this great video audiovisual explosion exhibit at Simmons College. And she did our video for Trenchcoats. So if you Google anything related to Glitchcraft or Simmons College at the Trustman Art Gallery, her closing reception is October 19th. Thursday, October 19th at 5 p.m. And it's a really big show. There's going to be some live music from Violet Knox and Noel Dorsey. Some DJs, Jay Baggist and Sam Correa, are going to be playing. So we love Allison. She's one of those underground heroes, unsung heroes of the art community, and like to support the visual arts as well as the musical arts.
Right? And part of the exhibit will include a segment of our Trenchcoats video.
Yeah, so great. Being an art gallery, just
cool.
Like Andy Warhol.
Yeah.
And the Trenchcoats video, I'm sure you know Skybar, and many others might. It was shot inside the Sound Museum right as it closed. And it's practically demolished now, but you can get a glimpse of the abandoned and beautifully spray-painted hallways inside our video, which you can see in an art show now. Yeah. Impressive.
Yeah. Great song. All right.
Thanks.
Yeah. The clock is ticking.
Yeah, see you Friday. See you Friday at Crystal Bar.
For sure. I'm going to play a song by Jay Allen, who was one of Justine's closest friends and also involved with Best Around with Tom Baker. And he wrote a song for her. It's a lengthy one, but it's great. And so I'm going to play that. I don't think this has been played before either yet. You just got this to me last night at like 11 o'clock. So this is Jay Allen, great song. For Justine, it's called Sister in Crime.
Of light, all we will sister in crime. She was my sweet soul sister in crime. She was my sweet soul sister in crime. 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 Find the guilty
All right, that was a band called Greatest Failure. The song was called Losing Grip. Before that, we heard John Paul Haider's latest, Best Worst Actress, WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Rising with Sky Bar. I gotta get out of here. This is one by Jay Prozac. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.